In today's show, we'll be breaking down the five things to watch out for in the Bitcoin market this week as we recaptured 70, 71, and even 72,000 here this morning. Also be sharing the latest prediction from Dan Tapiero, as well as Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin Stock to Flow model. We'll also be discussing Bitcoin needs to hold above $80,000 to keep mining profitable post-halving. We'll be discussing the Bitcoin halving, roughly only 9 days away, as well as breaking news, China's largest funds apply for the spot Bitcoin ETF in Hong Kong. Let's freaking go. We'll also be discussing Bitcoin Bollinger Band signal suggests Bitcoin can double by July. Send it. We'll also be discussing 85,000 Bitcoin incoming as the next leg up, as well as the latest from Samson Mao predicting Bitcoin hitting $1 million this year. In particularly, I'll be breaking down the latest from Samson Mao. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more in today's show. Yo, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience with video, visit my YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. So yeah, let's kick it off with our market watch as we do each and every day. Everything back in the green where it belongs. We got Bitcoin up almost 4% of the daily, trading above 71,800 at the time of the live. Ether making big moves, up 9% of the day, trading at 3,700. Even XRP is up 5%, trading at 62.5 cents. And checking out CoinMarketCap.com, the current crypto market cap is sitting at a sexy $2.69 trillion with $96 billion in volume for the past 24 hours, with the Bitcoin dominance at 52.4% and the Ether dominance back on the rise at 16.5%. Shout out Matthias, I appreciate you becoming a member of the channel. Respect. Shout out to the HODL gang and MicroStrategy members of the channel. Respect. But anyways, the top 100 crypto gainers for the past 24 hours. We got NEO leading the pack, up 35%. CKB up 19%. And TonCoin up a ton. Pun intended. Up 18%. Below that, we have Lido DAO, Jasmine Synthetics, Dog Whiff Hat, and Ether. Which altcoins family are you guys most bullish on for this particular bull? Holla at your boy. And checking out the crypto bubbles to get a more of a visual perspective. Virtually everything in the green in the top 100, which we love to see. And zooming out on the monthly, we still got some very respectable gainers with the meme coins clearly leading the pack. We got Whiff 100%. Yeah, we also got some other coins as well. Ton is up 120%. Stacks up 22%. That's a great project. And Core up almost 300%. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. We're currently rated at 76. Extreme Greed. Yesterday, 78. Last week, 79. And last month, an 84 in Extreme Greed. And checking out the Bitcoin halving countdown. Here's where things get in pretty exciting. Only 9.5 days left till Bitcoin halving 2024. Currently scheduled to take place April 18th. We're currently on block 838,349. As soon as we hit 840,000, it's official. The halving is here. And checking out the time chain calendar. As of today, you could only get 1,395 Satoshis per dollar. Remember a couple of days ago, you can get like almost 1,600 Satoshis for a dollar? Well, this number is going to continue to go down. So seize the moment, take advantage of it while you still can. You can see the Bitcoin market cap on the climb at 1.41 trillion dollars. But anyways, fam, let's dive into the five things to watch out for the Bitcoin market this week, shall we? First and foremost, Bitcoin tapped 72,000 as the week begins. That's right. The real move came afterward, however, with the Asia trading session witnessing sudden upside volatility, which at the time of writing had peaked at 72.6 on Bitstamp. Bitcoin was up just 2.5% the other day already, per data from Cointelegraph, or that would be on the day. As we can see here in the chart, spot Bitcoin buyers are hungry like a younger me. Yes, and this chart shows spot buyers leading derivatives on the move higher, so everything looking bullish right now. These spot flows are key for several well-known market observers when it comes to bullish momentum sustaining. Quoting Skoo, volatility remains moderate into the high time frame picture, meaning price swings of 2,000 are to be expected. expected. He also shared, getting closer to band squeeze territory if price compression occurs into late Monday. Still need to see increasing buy volume and spot flows this week to sustain above 70,000 at least in the near term. Well, there you go. And quoting Crypto Ed, if we do get a pullback and print another higher low, load up for a move towards 80,000. Send it. And quoting Dan Crypto Trades, the moment price trades further away and people stop caring is usually when it loses most of his value. Well, there you go. The next factor to keep your eyes out on this week is the CPI and PPI due in key inflation marker. That's right. Another key week for U.S. macroeconomic data is due, potentially reinforcing the Fed's views on rate cuts. While Bitcoiners are mostly focused on the halving, both the CPI and PPI prints for March will come in a few days. The U.S. inflation narrative currently contrasts with signals from Europe. In recent speeches, Jay Powell said that the official feels at ease with data-driven approach to the rate cuts. And quoting him here, it's all about inflation data. This is the KBC letter. And the Fed's next steps this week. The latest estimates for the CME Group FedWatch tool show the odds of a 0.25% cut in either June or July at under 50%. Quoting them here, we're not yet at the point where we can cut interest rates, but things are moving in the right direction, said Andrew Bailey, chairman of the Bank of England. Now, who listens to these mofos, the chairman of the Bank of England? Nobody. Everyone's tuned into crypto news alerts. Just saying. But anyways, next factor to watch out for, Bitcoin miners brace for cost upheaval. That's right. Is Bitcoin halving season? You must have forgot, family. It's only 9 days out. Attention's increasingly focusing on miner preparations. There are under 2 weeks, a week and a half, until the amount of the new Bitcoin unlocked per mine block decreases by 50% to 3.125, ultimately meaning we're going from 900 Bitcoin being awarded today per the miners per day to 450, 50% slice. Now, the Bitcoin mining costs are set to double by the end of the month after the halving, jumping from 40,000 to 80,000 for S19 XPs, commonly utilized by U.S. miners, according to CryptoQuant. And CryptoQuant CEO noted that the mining costs already double what they were in 2020, but the Bitcoin price gains have mitigated the impact on miners' bottom line. Of course, quoting them here, since the May 2020 halving, mining costs doubled, yet a parabolic run ensued, covering these costs and achieving profitability. Keyword, profitability. A lack of further upside now could take its toll on the smaller participants with less leeway for fluctuating market forces. Now, the next factor we're going to keep our eyes out on this week, Bitcoin mining difficulty, hash rate prep new highs. That's right. These Bitcoin network fundamentals approach the halving looking stronger than ever. Definitely a good sign. Mining difficulty already near all-time highs is due to increase yet again by 2% on April 11th to pass 85 trillion for the first time in history. Despite nearly a month of consolidatory Bitcoin price action, data from BTC.com shows the difficulty ultimately decrease by less than 1%. The mining pool rate tells a similar story. Raw data from mining pool stats puts the total processing power deployment to the network at 684 exahashes per second. Let's go. Output from known mining pools is practically the highest it's ever been. I mean, these charts don't lie, family. And as we all know, Bitcoin price follows the hash rate. So new all-time highs, incoming price discovery mode, send it. And the next factor we're going to keep our eyes out on this week, Bitcoin's diamond hands have more selling left. That's right. Older coins are moving on-chain as long-term hodlers spent output profit ratio, which is the SOPR, swings more in their favor. For Checkmate, the lead on-chain analyst at analytics firm Glassnode, he shares, this is perfectly normal and should not result in sell-side pressure overcoming the market. The Bitcoin all-time high break looks like about every previous all-time high break. Long-term hodlers start to spend their coins, taking advantage of the new inflowing demand and liquidity. Smart money folks who buy low and sell high. So there you go, family. And also, quoting him here, if we consider a typical low time frame supply drawdown of 14%, we're around 40% of the way through this process. Ballpark guesses only. And quoting Dan Tapiero, he just recently tweeted this, most remarkable macro correlation break I've seen in some time suggests extreme concern about monetary debasement driven by 60% treasury market increase past 5 years. Theme not yet widely subscribed. Bullish gold and more so when the rate drops. Vaults Bitcoin to $200,000 plus per coin. And this was him retweeting some of the rates as well as the KBC letter updates, which we just went over some as well. And then we have Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin Stock to Flow model. He just tweeted, one day you wake up and see Bitcoin at 100 G's without any important news or event, then 200,000 and more. Some will say it's a bubble. Others realize Bitcoin transitioned to the next phase. Next phase, let's go. Let's dive into our next story of the day. Pump the likes, pump the stream, but let's discuss post-halving. And according to this headline, Bitcoin needs to hold above 80 G's, baby, to keep mining profitable post-halving. That's right. CryptoQuant CEO says the current cost of mining uses Antminer S19 XPs are going to rise from 40,000 to 80,000 after the Bitcoin halving mid-April. The Bitcoin halving, as we know, is a milestone event only occurring every 210,000 blocks, which is roughly every 4 years. And interestingly, the year of the presidential election in the United States. We can't forget that. The halving event cuts the block rewards earned by the miners in half. And apart from indirectly impacting the price of Bitcoin, the halving event significantly impacts miner behavior as mining costs double to earn the same amount of BTC. Now, after the May 2020 halving, the price for miners to continue mining profitably rose above 30 Gs. But the price of Bitcoin also pumped to a new all-time high of 69,000 during that same cycle. The average Bitcoin mining cost as of April 6th is roughly just shy of 50,000. And the Bitcoin price is currently above 71,000 the time of this stream. And after the halving on April 20th, the average mining cost will rise above 80,000 for the miners to continue operating profitably. The Bitcoin price must trade higher than that price. And I think that's a given. I think we're most likely be above 80,000 within the next week and a half. But let me know your thoughts. Historically, Bitcoin prices have seen a multifold jump in price after halving. Following the 2012 halving, check it out. The price of Bitcoin increased by 9,000% to $1,162. Mind-boggling, right? And after the 2016 halving, the price of Bitcoin increased by about 4,200% to almost 20,000. And after the 2020 halving, the price of Bitcoin increased by almost 700%, virtually 7x to 69,000. Thus, the miners have remained profitable despite fears of going out of business after each halving. Halving events also make several mining machines obsolete as they can't compete with the high hash power demand. That's right, the old school miners, I guess the old outdated tech. Now, check it out here. You can see new Bitcoin per block before the halving for the 2012 all the way leading to the 2020, the three halvings that come before us. And you can see all that data here. It also shows you the price on halving day and the price 150 days after, which gets quite interesting. After each halving, there comes a period when the Bitcoin price remains below the miner's profitable price. This period is marred by uncertainty and increased selling of mining rigs, coupled with many small and lone miners often going out of business. However, as demand increases due to the declining market supply, the price picks up and often rises higher than the average mining costs for miners. So yeah, who cares? The rewards get cut in half if the price is going to more than 2x to offset it. In fact, we may 5x. Who knows? We could 10x. Nobody knows. And that's what makes this so exciting, family. Would you agree? Holla at your boy. Let's dive into the next breaking story of the day, the latest with these Hong Kong China ETFs. That's right. I'm going to start with a little tweety tweet. Come in from here. Multiple Chinese institutions to launch Bitcoin ETFs in Hong Kong. I've been covering this for quite some time. Expect some competition coming out of Hong Kong as far as the ETF arena. So you can see in this tweet from Bitcoin Magazine, just in, $284 billion China Southern Fund. Again, $284 billion Chinese fund has reportedly applied to launch spot Bitcoin ETF via Hong Kong. Let's go. You can't stop an idea whose time has come. Cheers to that. How many of you have been to Hong Kong or China? Let me know. I actually used to live in China, so I know all about that lifestyle. And I've actually visited Hong Kong. Hong Kong reminds me of New York City on steroids. Just saying. Beautiful place to visit. Security Times reported on Monday, financial giants like Harvest Fund and Southern Fund have submitted apps for their Hong Kong arms and are awaiting regulatory approval. The move reflects growing institutional interest despite China's previous hostility towards the biddies. That's right. Harvest Fund manages over $230 billion in total assets, while Southern Fund oversees $280 billion. So approval of the Bitcoin ETF products from such influential institutions could significantly validate Bitcoin in the eyes of both Chinese regulators and investors. The news is also a testament to the evolving landscape of Bitcoin over in China. Despite its previous crackdown on Bitcoin trading as well as mining, the country is now witnessing a shift. And while the mainland remains cautious, we have Hong Kong, who has adopted a more open approach, attracting the attention of Chinese funds. Now, as you all know, Hong Kong is a territory of China, but kind of like how Puerto Rico is just a territory of the United States. It's different. They speak a different language, even. Instead of Mandarin, they speak Cantonese. So things are completely different. By leveraging Hong Kong subsidiaries, major funds can gain exposure to Bitcoin in a compliant manner. The location provides a legal loophole for Chinese companies to participate in the burgeoning Bitcoin asset class. Industry insiders are buzzing with anticipation as they predict a significant milestone into Bitcoin. Hong Kong's first Bitcoin ETFs could potentially launch as early as quarter two this year. And guess what? We are in quarter two officially as of April 1st last week. So you already know things are about to get pretty lit, fam. Financial leaders are clearly eager to meet surging investor demand for the Bitcoin access. Bitcoin ETFs offer a regulated on-ramp for both institutional as well as retail players. So there you go, family. This is big news. There's a lot of money coming out of Asia, right? China, Malaysia, Singapore, a lot of money out here. Hong Kong. So this is a pretty big deal. And competition is a beautiful thing as the Bitcoin game theory continues in full effect. So you already know. Big day today. Bitcoin again reclaimed 72,000. We also had a solar eclipse and a lot of things happening right now and in the flesh. But here's the latest with the Bollinger Bands. Headline reads, Bitcoin Bollinger Band signal suggests Bitcoin can double by July. Let's go. How many of you would like to see a 2x bitty price, Hollage Boy? The price of Bitcoin can double from the current value of 70 G's, baby, in as little as 3 months, according to analysts' take on the widely used momentum indicator. Synonymous analyst Tech Dev shared with his 500,000 followers the Bitcoin had closed two consecutive months above the upper Bollinger Band, adding that every time Bitcoin had done this in the past, the price doubled within the next 3 months. This would put Bitcoin at roughly $140,000. By July. Let me know if you agree or disagree with this sentiment from Tech Dev. The technical analysis, Bollinger Bands are both tools that measure the momentum and volatility of an asset within a certain range. Typically, when the price touches the upper band, it indicates an overbought signal, while touching the lower band indicates an asset being oversold. However, Bollinger Bands are just one of many technical indicators available to analysts, and according to Investopedia, they are more reactive than predictive, given their use of the past price action and volatility data. The metrics can also differ widely during peak bull and bear markets. Meanwhile, SkyBridge Capital CEO, the Mooch, Scaramucci took to CNBC April 6th to predict the Bitcoin would reach as high as 170,000, which we covered here on the podcast, during the cycle and could eventually trade at around half the total value of the global gold market. Quoting him here, I am simply saying it could trade to half the valuation of gold, which is around 6 to 8 times the move from here. Send it. It's not going to happen overnight, he says, but there will be a lot of volatility. I've been preaching that every day. I say leading into the halving, even post-halving, expect extreme volatility, which we welcome because it's a positive. It's number one, an opportunity, and number two, life force. It just means the asset is strong up in this piece. Now, Bitcoin currently commands a market cap of now $1.4 trillion, as I mentioned earlier, while gold boasts a total value of $15.8 trillion. So if Bitcoin were to trade at half the value of gold, its market cap would need to grow roughly 6 times from here, which would result in a price of roughly $400,000 per Bitcoin. Quoting Scaramucci here from CNBC's Closing Bell, Bitcoin is up over 140% over the last year, hitting all-time highs last month, fueled by demand from spot ETFs. Tell them. And describing the 10 recently approved spot Bitcoin ETFs as selling machines, the Mooch argued these products would continue to spur increased retail and institutional demand for the crypto asset. 9 of the 10 spot Bitcoin ETFs have seen over $12 billion worth of net inflows, with Grayscale being the odd one out. In contrast, when the gold ETF was launched back in November 2004, it took it nearly 1 year to notch $10 billion in inflows. And like many other market commentators, Scaramucci viewed the upcoming Bitcoin halving event, currently scheduled for April 20th, as a major catalyst for the Bitcoin price appreciation. for the short term. Now, another prediction that just came from the Ripple CEO, Brad Garlinghouse, in an April 11th report from CNBC, Garlinghouse predicted that the entire crypto sector would be worth $5 trillion by the end of the year. Looking at the upcoming halving, regulatory development, and increasing popularity of the Bitcoin ETFs as having continued positive effect on wider crypto adoption, quoting him here, I have been around the industry for a long time and I have seen these trends come and go. I am very optimistic. I think the macro trends, the big picture things like the ETFs, they are driving for the first time real institutional money. That's right. This is the first time in a Bitcoin cycle we have seen the institutional FOMO. This did not exist previous halving when we surpassed roughly that 69,000 top back on November 10th, 2021. So here we are. 3 years later, this time we got the institutional FOMO, which officially began January 11th when the ETFs went live. BlackRock already has 260,000 Bitcoin in their possession via their custodian Coinbase. And then we have iBit. What is iBit, the BlackRock one. And then we have Fidelity, I meant to say. And collectively, they're just killing it. And this ain't slowing down. It's like a snowball effect. The massive inflows are likely to continue, which will absolutely lead to a supply shock, especially with a Bitcoin halving here in the next week. So you already know. Best Bitcoin show out there, says Political Hack. Respect, family. Much respect.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
It's the 10 Sass Commandments.
You already know. Shout out Biggie.
We just hit old time high, this bitch. Watch it pump to the sky. We just buy and get rich.
Anyways, family, next story of the day. Let's dive in. Pump the likes, pump the stream. Welcome everyone living the Bitcoin dream. Let's discuss this next leg up. Headline here reads, 85,000. Bitcoin breaks out nearing a new all-time high as analysts weigh the possible next leg up. That's right. According to liquidation data from CoinGlass, the crypto markets have seen more than 187 million in liquidations in the last 24 hours, the majority of which are the short sellers. In the last day, Bitcoin liquidations alone have accounted for $78 million. Bitcoin shot up today as high as 72.6 from its 7-day low of 65 Gs. How many of you seized the moment and took advantage of the dip? Put a BTFD in that live chat. We got Bitcoin trading at closer to 72,000 at the time of this live, which means what, more than 3% in the past 24 hours. And over the same period, Ethereum liquidations reached 40 million, the leading smart contract platform by market cap, is trading for 3,600 at this time, up 7% in the last 24 hours. And as Bitcoin rallies, several crypto analysts are turning bullish on the crypto king and believe the top digital asset by market cap could soon soar past last month's all-time high of 73,800-ish. I'm predicting this week we re-enter this price discovery mode. What are your thoughts on that? The analyst known as Rat Capital believes the Bitcoin is now convincingly broken out of the trading range between 69 and 65,000. Quoting him alongside this chart, the breakout from the weekly range has now been confirmed. And closely followed analyst Ali Martinez said, Bitcoin can soar to 85,000 if it can stay above the key level of 70,800, quoting him or her here, whoever Ali is. Bitcoin appears to be breaking out. If Bitcoin can hold above 70,800, the next target becomes 85,000. And looking at the chart, which you can see on your screen, he suggests Bitcoin is heading beyond the 85,000 level after consolidating within a bullish triangle pattern. Meanwhile, Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin Stock to Flow model, suggests Bitcoin will be higher than 500,000 by 2025. Let's go. Quoting him here. So the next top will not be in this year, 2024, but in the next year, 2025. That top, some people talk about $200,000 as the next top. You can see on this chart, that would be very underwhelming. In fact, from a stock to flow perspective, we need a top that is much higher than the average, 500,000. So let's say 600, 700, maybe even $1 million. So the top will be higher than 500,000 per coin in 2025. Let me know if you agree or disagree with that from the stock to flow plan B and everything I just shared with you as far as the next leg up, 85,000 incoming, send it. But anyways, without further ado, now for our feature story of the day, let's discuss the latest from Samson Mao. He says, I think this year we hit a million. And I agree. It's definitely doable. Let's leave it at that and let's discuss it. Welcome everyone just joining the stream. You can see the headline here and also some of the other headlines. 1 million Bitcoin advocate Samson Mao likens Bitcoin ETFs to Matrix's Neo.
the one.
How many of you feeling like the one right now? Holla. And this headline reads, 1 million Bitcoin advocate Samson Mao names key Bitcoin indicator to watch. So we're going to be discussing this as well as this recent tweet he shared. Weak-handed sellers are decreasing. Diamond-handed Bitcoin hodlers are increasing. This is the key indicator to watch. So let's break all this baby down right now. And shout out to Samson Mao, founder of Jan 3. So here we go. Samson Mao reminded his army of followers about the scene in the Matrix when Neo dives into Agent Smith and the machine explodes, with Neo emerging, choosing another agent to destroy in the same manner. He compared it to the current situation of the market, where Bitcoin has dived into the legacy financial system using spot ETFs, and they are working now inside it. Mao did not offer any particular outcome, just saying that he is watching this exciting show very attentively, wondering what will happen next and whether Bitcoin ETFs will succeed in transforming the traditional financial system. Yeah, I mean, as he shared here, you know, in the Matrix, when Neo dives into Agent Smith with the ETFs, Bitcoin is now inside the legacy financial system. I wonder what happens next. That's right. The overall feel of his tweet and the previous post he shared hints that he expects Bitcoin to change the legacy system forever, Laura. Now, Mao has a strong belief that Bitcoin will definitely reach $1 million in the near future, and the recently launched spot ETFs are bringing that victorious moment closer. Can you say triumphant victory? Now let's get more detailed into the actual prediction of Bitcoin hitting $1 million. So let's break it down. Ex-Blockstream Chief Strategy Officer Samson Mao predicts Bitcoin hitting $1 million by 2025, stating in a recent interview, what Bitcoin did with Peter McCormick. He said, I think this year we hit $1 million, if not this year, then next year, but it is coming very soon. Mao pointed out the demand for Bitcoin significantly outpacing supply, with ETFs alone pulling in around 3,500 to 4,000 biddies per day, which is roughly 1.4 million Bitcoin per year. And while exchanges hold approximately 2.2 million bitcoins, he believes this will rapidly drain the pool of available bitcoins. That's right. We call that a supply shock. And CryptoQuant founder predicts within 12 months, we get that supply shock. Now, additionally, Mao introduced the concept of the Veblen effect, which I have shared here on the show, suggesting that Bitcoin becomes more valuable. It also will become more desirable due to its perceived value. We call this FOMO, family, fear of missing out. He believes that once Bitcoin reaches parity with gold's market cap, estimated at $450,000 to $500,000 per Bitcoin, it'll cross a crucial threshold and begin to demonetize gold, quoting him here from the interview. Once you cross that Veblen threshold, you start to demonetize gold, because now this thing is gold. It's multi-trillion dollars. We are already trillion, but like 8 to 12 trillion dollar market cap, he explained. Then you start to eat into gold because people see it as equivalent to gold. It is the new gold. Now, he anticipates that media narratives will support this notion, further driving the shift from gold to Bitcoin. His prediction comes at a time when institutional interest in Bitcoin is at an all-time high, with major corporations and financial institutions adding the crypto to their balance sheet. The upcoming Bitcoin halving will reduce the mining reward. As we know, there's currently 900 Bitcoins awarded per day to the miners. That's about to get chopped in half, the 450. And in a recent thread, Samson shared his thoughts on the potential approval of an Ethereum ETF by the SEC. He believes that regardless of the outcome, both approval and rejection scenarios are mega bearish for Ether. Mao argues that the SEC has footgunned themselves by approving Ether futures alongside Bitcoin futures, which rationally necessitates the approval of an ETH spot ETF for the same reason as for the Bitcoin one. Quoting him here, Ethereum ETF approvals are further complicated by the staking. What kind of commodity generates a yield? What kind of commodity ETF prints 70% of its new supply out of thin air? What kind of commodity ETF tweaks its own monetary policy at will? And these are all very valid questions. How many of you watched the recent ETHgate video put out by James O'Keefe? I highly encourage you to check it out. I retweeted it over on X. Now, Mao questions the nature of a commodity that generates a yield, printing 70% of the supply out of air, and tweaks its own monetary policy at will. And additionally, Mao believes that the current price appreciation of Ethereum is purely speculative, driven by crypto traders and Ethereum insiders hoping for the ETF approval rather than genuine capital inflows. He predicts that if an Ethereum spot ETF is not approved. Speculators will sell. And while if it is approved, existing hodlers will sell and no one will buy due to the ETF's structurally defective nature, as it would not provide staking yields and would incur management fees, resulting in an automatic loss of 5 to 6% per year for the ETF shareholders. So there you have it. Crypto fam, let me know your thoughts on his 1 million price prediction for this peak. And do you think we hit the cycle peak this year in 2024? Or will it be the following year in 2025? Now, some of the factors drastically different for this cycle in particular versus the previous three that come before us. As I pointed out earlier, this is the first time in Bitcoin history the halving is not being driven by retail. However, institutional FOMO, something which did not exist previous cycles. Also, another thing that stands out, for the first time in Bitcoin history, we broke the previous all-time high pre-halving. That's right. We broke 69,000, which was the current all-time high since November 10th of 2021, a few weeks ago. When we tapped 70,000, then we broke it again, eventually tapped 73,800, which is the current all-time high. So does that mean all previous models are broken? And unlike the previous cycles, maybe we have a super cycle. Maybe we witness hyper Bitcoinization. Maybe the dollar suffers from hyperinflation. Maybe there's some black swans I'm not even considering right now that can play a role or effect. Just like last year, we had the regional banking crisis, which drove Bitcoin parabolic first quarter of the year. There are still banking crises going on right now, which have not been fixed. I think people are losing trust in the legacy financial system. They're not trusting bankers, let alone politicians and all these corrupt mofos that are put in front of them. We all know the corruption is from the top down. We recognize that with the Jamie Dimons of the world, JP Morgan Chase, bashing the Bitcoin. Remember, let's not forget, Larry Fink a few years ago once called Bitcoin an index for money laundering. Today, BlackRock, the world's largest asset manager in the world, in which Mr. Lawrence Fink is the CEO, they have 260,000 Bitcoin. They acquired more Bitcoin in the past less than 3 months than it took MicroStrategy 4 years to achieve. This is the institutional FOMO playing out in real time. Earlier in the show, I shared breaking news. China launching ETFs out of Hong Kong. Big news. There's big money, and a lot of the big money is looking to park itself into the apex predator for obvious reasons, right? It's a hedge against inflation, a hedge against deflation. It's a hedge against corrupt politicians. It's perfect money. It's pristine collateral. It's incorruptible. It's un-F-wittable. It's unconfiscatable. It's the king for a reason. And as we continue to eat away at the gold market cap, you already know what's going to happen. Before you know it, $400,000, $500,000 Bitcoin price, my projection for this particular cycle. And hey, take it with a grain of salt, because I am not Nostradamus. I am just an entertainment-based podcaster who speaks his opinion, right? And speaks very openly about it. I can foresee bear scenario, Bitcoin smashing 222,000 the cycle. I can see a bull scenario, Bitcoin smashing $750,000 per coin this cycle. But I want to know your thoughts. Where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to take us leading into the halving in roughly 9 freaking days? Where are we going to be? And where are we going to be post-halving? Where are we going to be by the end of the year? Where are we going to be for this cycle peak? Where are you going to be? Hopefully watching the stream, because I'm going to be documenting every single day price action here during this bull, just like we did during the bear. I'm not here for, just a quick time of fun together. I'm here for the long haul. We've been through hell together, right? We've corrected from 69,000 down to 15,000. We maintained our optimism. We've been preaching the truth. I've been preaching the holy gospel of Satoshi, regardless if we're up, regardless if we're down, because this is bigger than perfect money. This is bigger than what we just see on the screen with one Bitcoin equivalent to roughly 72,000. This is freedom for humanity. And what Bitcoin represents for the future of the human race, you can't put a price on. Hence, Bitcoin is priceless. Bitcoin has no top because fiat has no bottom and corruption has no end. Hence, Bitcoin for the win. Can I get an amen? And with that being shared, fam, where's Bitcoin price action likely to take us next? Holla. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in our live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. HODL.